Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today is written in John chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always." These are God's words. Please be seated. Dear students, faculty, and staff, we all like to be ready for situations in life. The professors like to have their course materials all lined up so that they can properly help the students learn. Students, you always want to get those assignments in, especially on time, it helps. And of course, before the big test, you're going to get lots of sleep and lots of study time in. Okay, maybe that doesn't always happen. For the Jewish people who were waiting so expectantly for the Messiah, they thought they were ready. But too many of them, of course, had the wrong idea who the Messiah was and what he would do. Large groups followed Jesus, hoping for earthly honor and for an easy life. They were greatly disappointed. But the question for us today is are we ready for Christ? Certainly we do not want to be like Judas that we read about in our verses. Although he was chosen by Jesus, the Bible never tells us that he actually was a believer spiritually in the Savior. And Judas complained about Mary. It's hard to believe as I was studying for this. It's like Judas' complaint about Mary is the first time we have a quote from Judas in the Bible. Okay, so doesn't start off well for him. By the time of that meal at Bethany, he was clearly lost. Our verses state that he lied about his concern for the poor, that he was a thief, and that he took what was put into the money box for himself. When Mary, the sister of Lazarus, poured that scented oil on Jesus, and that oil was worth a year's wage, I mean, thousands of dollars in our time, Judas thought, "Oh, what a waste, just to honor Jesus." Of course, Jesus defended Mary, and the anointing, he said, was for his burial. Well, that was the last straw for Judas. He went out after this, talked to the Jewish leaders to betray Jesus. And of course, after Jesus dies, he comes back carrying all that guilt. And he didn't know how to handle it. He had no hope in a Savior. He had no faith. He took his life and is now in hell. How can we live so that we are not unready like Judas was? Of course, we need to keep hearing God's word and take its warning to heart so that temptations don't lead us into serious trouble. If we find that activities are keeping us from Jesus and his word, or we're trusting in other things rather than in God, we need to turn from those sins quickly before they take over our lives and prize the saving work of what Jesus has done for sinners like us. One day, of course, we're going to stand before God's judgment seat, and we want to be ready. That day, we want to be filled with joy, not terror. We want to be like Mary, who'd been listening to Jesus. She understood from the scriptures that Jesus needed to die to offer people an escape from judgment on the last day. She knew that if Jesus had not intervened, Lazarus and she and everyone else would die in their sins and be separated from God forever. The disciples couldn't understand how Jesus could die. They kept saying, "He's the Son of God. He has power over death. He just raised Lazarus." Jesus was God and still is, but he was also a man so that he could live a sinless life under the law, and then that his death would have a value beyond estimation to pay for the sins of the world. Mary believed in him and showed that readiness of her faith by offering this costly oil to honor him before his sacrifice and death. Jesus would take upon himself the sins of the world, and he died for every one of them. He also offered people in exchange for their sin his perfect life, which would give them entrance into heaven. They received it through faith in him. Mary believed that Jesus would return, and that he would raise all the dead. Those who had rejected him in unbelief, he would send to hell. But all who believed in him, he gave the right to become the children of God through faith in him. Before Jesus' death, in his humility, even he needed encouragement to finish his work. God's word, that same word that we have, readied him despite the temptations and the disappointments of people like Judas and so many others that rejected him. He knew the promise of God. I'd like to read one from Isaiah 53. "Because you made his life a guilt offering, he will see offspring. He will prolong his days, and the Lord's gracious plan will succeed in his hand." Mary and countless other believers in Jesus are the offspring that Isaiah prophesied about. As Christians, we shouldn't be surprised to face opposition from the devil and from unbelievers. You know, some may criticize us just like Judas criticized Mary. But Christ will defend us. He has already accomplished everything that we need. Whether you're always ready for class or not, probably isn't going to change the course of your life. But Jesus has changed your future forever. By God's grace, through faith in that risen Savior, you are justified. And you are ready for eternal life. Amen.